Now, a glimpse of life in Northamptonshire 2,000 years ago is about to disappear. The remains of a Roman bathhouse were discovered at Whitehall Farm in Nether Heyford a few years back, and archaeologists have been examining them ever since. But the site's due to be covered up to protect it. Later this year, it'll be returned to farmland. Our South Northants reporter, Martin Heath, has been to get a bird's eye view of this year's dig.
I should hold on now.
Yeah.
Because it suddenly lurches forward.
There's no real way to imagine what this site might have looked like without seeing it from above. So up I went with the archaeologist Steve Young.
Well, we're looking at a late 3rd to early 4th century Roman bathhouse. It's quite a large building. What you can see at the moment are 10 rooms. There are rooms underneath that because this isn't a one-off contemporary build. It has three major phases of development. And we're looking at the remains, really, of the later one of that. So we've got three reception rooms, which would have been to the west here, well, to the south of the site, which would have been aligned along a trackway. And behind them we have a room with a mosaic in. And next to that is one of the underfloor hypocaust rooms. And then to the north of those, there's a sweep of hypocaust rooms and bathing rooms and prifernum or stoke holes.
A team of volunteer archaeologists assembles here every year, and they found all sorts of things in this municipal bathhouse, the villa next door, and the smaller bathhouse that was built for it later. For instance, there's an impressive mosaic that was the first one to be discovered in this part of the world for over a century. This year, a tantalising fragment of pottery has turned up.
It looks a bit innocuous in that it's a piece of pottery. In fact, it's the base of a greyware pot. But what's interesting, on the bottom of it, we have a letter. What seems to have been the case here is that the person who owned the pot put his name at the bottom of the pot. We've got one letter, but I would really like two, and then we might have been able to work out the name of the individual, because that would have been the first idea we would have had from all the excavation we've had of this site of a name of somebody who lived here, which would have been spectacular.
But other members of the team are more interested in drains. Sandra Jacobs trying to fight the water so she can follow the route of some Roman pipework.
We're constantly underwater, unfortunately. So I'm trying to leave myself a dam in here so that I can... But I can see I'm fighting a losing battle because the water's creeping down, isn't it? I rather like the idea of this being the toilet, actually, that you're just standing in now. This was a bath, a hot bath, and we think this pipe was what emptied it, and it comes out into this channel. What a wonderful way of flushing out your toilets with the bathwater.
If that's what it is.
If that's what it is, exactly.
And Norman Garnett's investigating another channel on the site. He says he comes back year after year to get in touch with the past.
You don't know what you're going to find, and when you do find something, you realise that you're the first person that you've heard this so many times before, but the first person that held this for about 2,000 years. And it's just, it's exciting.
Yeah, and the most exciting thing you've found?
Only a bit of a pot, but with somebody's fingerprints, so immediately you're in touch with whoever created that pot those, 2,000 years ago.
Once fragments have been uncovered, they have to be cleaned up. Ian Luck was doing that today, helped by Pip Lowe.
It's a very beautiful day today. We've been here on days when we've had to have our rain hats and coats and everything on, haven't we? But on a day like today, it makes it magic, doesn't it?
Yeah, really magical.
After several years of investigations, the archaeologists believe they found out everything they can about this bathhouse, and it's time to let nature preserve the site.
For the long-term preservation of the site, it's best to return it to beneath the soil. Obviously, if you have it open like we do here, frost can get at it and all sorts of damage can happen to the walls, and they do degrade. And what we would like to do is to be able to leave the remains that we've excavated for future ages to come back, and with the development of techniques to be able to look at this and see whether they can get more information out of it. So once it goes under the ground and the soil's put on, it will reach a state where it won't deteriorate anymore.
But all the finds have been carefully documented, so researchers can carry on working out more about how the Romans lived in this area. And then maybe one day somebody else will decide to have a dig.
Our South Northamptonshire reporter Martin Heath there. So soon that Roman site will be returned back to farmland in Nether Heyford.